Hey guys, what's going on? Welcome to the show. This is Sports with Strawberry Ice. I'm your host, Jeff Trunipole, the Iceman. And as always, I'm bringing you sports from a West Side point of view right here in snowy, icy Cincinnati, Ohio, home of my UC Bearcats. All right, guys, if you found the show, do me a favor. Hit that like and subscribe button. Smash that thumbs up. I am up to 838 subscribers. That is awesome. Let's keep it rolling, try to get to 1,000 as fast as we can. Now, do me a favor. If you're watching the show on any of the platforms, go to the YouTube channel. Hit like, subscribe, share, hit the notification bell. Give me a thumbs up. I greatly appreciate it. Now, this show and every show is brought to you by T Properties. T Properties, quality housing for quality people. Check out their website at www.tpropertyllc.com for all your rental property management needs and your rental needs. All right, like I said, I'm coming here, come to you live from snowy Cincinnati, Ohio. And I just got to bring in my boy Jeremy D, because I know he had a night of it last night in frozen Alabama. And you know, yeah. I'm glad to see your power stayed on and you made it down from the mountain to go to work today.
We're able to get to work. No, I don't want to say no problems. They shut down the mountain last night because, as y'all know, in Alabama, we have no salt trucks or sand trucks, whatever it may be. So anyway, yesterday I was actually not going to be able to be on the show because yep. I was running to Lowe's. I was going to look for heaters. And we have awesome neighbors back here. Anyway, guy pulls up my driveway. He goes, hey, I'm just going around making sure everybody's got some propane heaters for tonight. We're supposed to lose electricity. I was like, that's a sign from God. I get to be on the show tonight. So
yeah, you do.
Luckily had that, and our electric went out for about 3.5 hours, something like that. It came on a little around midnight. After that, woke up this morning, had about an inch of snow on the ground, and it's 21 degrees outside, but the sun melted the snow, so now it's just cold down here in Alabama.
It is freezing up here. I've had enough of the snow. I'm tired of shoveling. Like this, the first couple snows weren't that bad. Nice, light, fluffy snow, so it wasn't hard to shovel it. This stuff out there right now, this sucked. It's ice underneath snow. Oh, dude, I about killed myself trying to clear my driveway out. And I'm like, oh, well, luckily, I mean, it was so bad. They actually canceled work last night for me. So I didn't have to go to work in the middle of the night, which I liked. I wasn't looking forward to driving to work in the middle of a snowstorm. But it was this snow is for the birds, dude. I mean, I like snow. I like a little bit of snow. I don't like it all the time. I'm like, you know, this global warming stuff sucks, man.
Oh, horrible.
But now, it is nice to see your neighbors helped you out. My neighbors helped me. Well, they didn't really help me out, but I know they helped other neighbors out and went and cleared off their driveway and their sidewalks and everything. I had to do it myself. Jeremy Dimebag Dean in the house.
What up, Cribby? you know what? I was wondering, are you guys done now? I mean, are the storms over? Would you get about 14 inches? And now you're...
We didn't get as much as they thought. We still got a pretty good amount. We still got at least, I would say, at least six.
Okay.
Because, I mean.
So you're done.
Well, no. There's another snowstorm coming Thursday.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Yeah.
It's going to be in the 50s here, so.
Yeah, you suck. Whatever. This is when I usually mute you. Gamer said they got a foot of snow. It took us 4 hours to dig my vehicle out. Yeah. I mean, I believe, when I came back from Florida last weekend, it snowed then. It took me 3.5 hours to get to my house, and then I couldn't even make it home. I had to park the car and walk. It's ice. It's awful. I'm ready to warm up. Tommy said it's all ice here. Yeah, it's ice. Oh, Crip. Oh, thanks, Crip. Crip. Yeah, Crip's got to rub it in. Yeah, it's like 80s in Myrtle Beach today. Thanks, Crip.
Yeah.
Nice. You suck.
Yeah. Hope you get bit by a shark, man. No, I'm
just, right, exactly. All right, let's get into this some of the topics for today. All right. I don't know if you heard that the Reds hired a new broadcaster to the TV booth. It's Hall of Famer Barry Larkin. He's going to be on there for 81 games with Chris Welch and Jeff Brantley. Now, I think that's great to hire him, but I wish they would have hired him for the manager and not the broadcast booth. So,
yeah, you know, that's kind of what I was thinking in a way too. I don't understand. Maybe he doesn't want to do it. That's the only thing I can really think of, but I don't know. I guess that's what he would rather be doing, or I'm sure he could be the Reds coach at some point if he wanted to. He's had years to do it.
Let's hope so, because we got the mad scientist, David Bell, who likes to mix and match and screw everything up. But, hey, like I said, I hope I'm wrong. Maybe David Bell will get it figured out this year. But, hey, the Reds, they spent money today. They signed a reliever. Did you hear who they signed? I mean, dude, this everybody out there in Reds Nation, you guys should know who this guy is and be extremely excited that the Reds spent money on this guy. It's Cam Bedrosian.
Whoa!
Wait, who?
Whoa!
Oh, did I read it right? Oh, Cam. Oh, okay. Yeah, Cam Bedrosian. Yeah, he got invited to the Major League camp on a minor league contract. But in 11 appearances last year, he had a 2.45 ERA. Yeah. So this is where I have a hard time. Dude, I have a hard time getting excited about the Reds. I mean, they got a good team. I think they still have a good team, but they haven't done anything to make it any better.
Oh.
Ugh. It drives me nuts. Like Crabs, the shortstop position is, they should have hired Barry to play shortstop.
Yeah.
Probably
still good.
Hey, hopefully that guy Goodwin we got, maybe we can find lightning in a bottle and he can be an actually good shortstop for us. I don't know. But we got Bearcat action. Now, that's something I wanted to get to yesterday that I didn't get a chance to bring it up because we were talking Bengals so much. But the Bearcats have won four in a row. Saturday, they beat UCF 69-68. I mean, they only beat them by 1 point because the guys threw a prayer in at the buzzer and it went in. So they beat us, or we beat them by 1 point. But it's still, I mean, I'm very happy and pleasantly surprised of how the Bearcats have played since they've gotten back, because, they're off for a month and they weren't playing that good before that. And now they're on a roll. Now we're going to really find out something here this Saturday, because they're playing Houston. And I don't have a good feeling about this, but I didn't think the Bearcats would be this good, coming out after the break, but they've proved me wrong. And ECU, I think somebody posted this when I did a live hit on my Strawberry Ice page, talking about the show today, that ECU beat Houston. So you never know. One other good thing, I'll get one more thing about the Bearcats and you're rolling about the Ohio State Buckeyes. Micah Adams Wood was named to the AAC Weekly Honor Roll. That was yesterday. He averaged a team best 2.5 points, shooting 50% from the field, 8 of 16, and 5 of 10 for three pointers. 5 rebounds, 3 assists, and 2 steals for the week. So that's congratulations to Mike Adams Wood. And what you got about your Buckeyes there, Jeremy D?
Yeah, man. Well, to be honest, we have a tough road ahead for the number 4 Buckeyes. Right now we're 17-4. We're on a 6-game winning streak. Of course, I got to show some love to some of our players, because if it wasn't for these players, we wouldn't be where we're at. We got EJ Liddell leading. He's our points leader, 15.1 a game. Rebounds, EJ Liddell, 6.7 a game. Assist, CJ Walker, 4.1. But you know what? The tough thing about this is we play Thursday at 7:00, Penn State. They're unranked. Should be a pretty simple game. But after that, on Sunday, we play the team up there at noon on Sunday. They are number 3. We are number 4.
That's going to be a good game to watch.
It's going to be an awesome game to watch. After that game, we play Michigan State, who always plays us tough, even though they're not ranked. Then we play number 11, Iowa. Then we play number 5, Illinois. So the Buckeyes we've already found out we beat a lot of good teams this year, a lot of ranked teams. But that's what 1, 2, three out of the next five games, we are playing teams in the top 11. So
Crown says CJ Walker went Florida State.
He wants him to go to Florida State.
He said he went to Florida State. I don't know.
Oh, maybe he did transfer. I don't know, but he's a good player. I did want to throw a little bit of love to Kobe Bryant's nephew, though.
Yeah,
throwing daggers as Kip and us were talking a little bit a while ago. The guy is, he's shooting at almost 40%. When you need a three-pointer, he's the guy that you call. He's averaging 14.6 a game, which is just behind Liddell. Like I said, 40%. The only thing about him is the turnovers. He averages a little over two turnovers a game. I think the Buckeyes have a little bit of a turnover issue, and that is something that can really bite you in the butt if you're not careful.
The Bearcats suffer from the same thing. We turn the ball over way too much still.
Well, yeah, a lot of guys too do. And when we're talking about Walker as well, though, you know, his field goal percentage is at 32.5%, which is not that great. He's another one of those guys that like to toss it up a little bit too much. I think if we can kind of tone it in, make it more of an inside game. I'm speaking about Penn State here, but really that team up there.
They play Penn State Thursday, right?
Yeah, and then Sunday's, you know, that team. I almost cussed.
Michigan.
Exactly. But you know what? We're good. We just take down the turnovers, make our free throws, and just take some better shots. I can see us going a long way. I'm excited about this Buckeye team. I haven't been excited about the Buckeyes in a while. I've watched about every game this year. Maybe I've missed two. But just the defense is incredible. And when it comes down to the stretch, even if we're playing against a team that's a lesser opponent, they're giving us all they have. Our defense just sucks it up, man. Puts the smack down on them. And that's how we've been winning games. And I think we're going to keep on doing it. And I think we're going to beat that team up there's ass.
There you go. All right. Well, we tried college basketball. We tried Reds, but everybody's blowing up about the Bengals, though.
Imagine that.
Let's get into the stuff that I have. All right. Now, this is a couple of interesting graphics I have. But Pro Football Focus came out with the top free agent edge defensive players. And as you can see right there, Lawson is – well, it's weird because they got Barrett in the pitcher's number one, but they got Watt rated higher. So either way it goes, Lawson is third. They got Watt first and Barrett second. But to me, if you're looking at this, if you're talking about two guys that you'd want to get out of this, if you got two, mine would be Shaq and Lawson. I mean, I talked about, you know, the Bengals getting Watt. We all talked about that. And there was something coming out today that the Buccaneers might be getting him. So I don't know. But, I mean, there's more pub for Lawson than I really thought there was going to be, you know?
Me too. Exactly. I don't see where it's – like I was saying before, I don't see where it's all coming from. Listen, the guy gets to the quarterback. But however they're ranking them, I'd like to know what they're ranking them on, because if you're ranking them on sacks, five sacks is just an ordinary – that's what a defensive tackle gets, you know, and they rarely get to the quarterback. So I'm guessing that's rushing, you know, getting to the quarterback, getting a hand on the quarterback. I'm not hating on Lawson. I would love to have him. I'd still want him.
Well, the thing is people think that we can't afford him, but this is another thing I have here. Let me put this graphic up there. The Bengals are sixth right now, and we haven't even released anybody yet. $37 million. Almost, you know.
Yeah.
Almost $38 million. And we haven't released Geno Atkins or Finney or whoever else we're going to release. So I still think we got a chance to keep Lawson, keep Willie J3, and go get ourselves a tackle. Now, the guy I would like to get, which I don't know if we have a shot here, but Trent Williams, he's ranked number one. He's probably going to be like $20 million. I don't think the Bengals can do that much and keep everybody we want to keep. Right. But if we can get Tooney and we can get a couple other guys, I think we'll be all right. I think we're in good shape. We have our first video chatters.
All right.
Tommy from Who Dey Nation. What's going on, Tommy? What's up, brother?
What up, bro?
Hey, what's up, man? How y'all doing?
Good, man. Good. Talking some Bengals as always.
Yep. Always time for Bengals, man.
That's exactly, right. Exactly. Yeah, we're talking about the offensive line and how surprised I am that Pro Football Focus ranked Lawson as high as they did, but it just scares me because I don't want to pay him a ton of money, but I want to keep him. You know what I'm saying?
Right. You know, that's how I feel. It's I don't want them to I don't want his exposure to get out there where teams are just going to go after him, but it's going to happen. Right. I mean, what is 25 years old? I mean,
he's
the future of a team's defense. So, and especially with those quarterback hits. I know his sacks weren't that great, but we know how – what do you always say, Lou Armadillo?
Armadillo, yep. That's my man, Armadillo. If we get a good defense, I'll actually say his name right, but I'm not a fan of him at all.
He's going to have to figure out a season before we pronounce his name.
He's got to figure out what defense he wants to freaking play first.
And that too. That helped.
I've followed him a little bit, and I never was a fan of him. But back to Lawson, I mean, that's my thing about it is his exposure. You know, his quarterback hits, that's why they ranked him so high. I mean, everybody knows that his sacks were down, and they know it was because he was dropping back in coverage. But what was he?
Which is stupid.
Was second, third highest in quarterback hits?
Yeah, well, he was quarterback pressures. I think he was. We talked about that a couple weeks ago. I can't remember the number off the top of my head, but he was pretty high, which quarterback pressure is great. That's awesome. But how many times did Lawson get there? I still remember the game against the Squealers where he's at, you know, Ben Roethlisberger's feet hanging off for dear life, and Ben just goes, whoop, at the touchdown. I'm like,
It makes it really, really tough. But I got a question for you, though, Tommy. This came out on SB Nation, the website. I don't personally know if I agree with it because I think that we can still get them both depending on the demand and making sure we fix our offensive line first and foremost. But they said if you had to choose between Carl Lawson – or WJ3, they don't believe the Bengals can sign them both. Like I said, I do. Who would be your choice if you were head coaching the Cincinnati Bengals?
I'm like you. I think they can sign both. But if I have to choose one, a lot of people are going to disagree. But I'm going to go with Lawson because I've always felt like the defensive line and getting that pressure to the quarterback is – helps the secondary. Like, I know secondary weak at times this year, but, I mean, when you give a receiver 4 or 5 seconds to get open, he's going to get open. It don't matter who he is. He's going to break away. And that's what happened last year.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Me and Jeremy were talking about this on the pre-show fist fight, that it's not like the Bengals have holes everywhere. I mean, I'm like everybody. I would love to get Jamar Chase. I would love to get Pitts. But we don't necessarily need them. If we can get that offensive line, that defensive line fixed, it fixes a lot of the other stuff that happened. You know, if you get pressure on that quarterback, it makes the secondary that much better. You know, it makes it that much easier.
And Burrow, he can make any player better. So it isn't like losing AJ Green is going to be this big deal. Or if we
that kills me too. People are like, oh, how do we replace EJ? I'm like, AJ, pretty easy. He didn't do anything. I mean,
yeah. I don't understand the hate for Uzama. If the guy stays healthy this year, I could see him being a big. He was one of Burrow's main targets in the first part of the season, and I see a big year coming up for him. But I do want to come back on the Carl Lawson, WJ3 thing. And like you said, not everybody's going to agree with it. I would probably take WJ3, and this is why.
He's a good corner.
Because last year we had Lawson and WJ3, yet Lawson still was kind of – he kind of reminds me of a little gnat or something. You know, he's good at getting pestering the quarterback, you know, get – but when it comes to just grabbing a hold of that boy and throwing him on the ground, I mean, he'll slap at him, get a hand on him. I'm sure a lot of that came into the percentages, which is why he's top five. But, yeah, and our quarterbacks in the AFC North, you got to bring them down. I mean, even Ben Roethlisberger, as old as he is, he's a freaking oak tree, man. Lamar Jackson's running around like crazy. Lawson never had a chance. That's why he only had 5.5 sacks this year. So I just feel like we could probably upgrade that spot a little bit and then still have Trey Waynes and Willie J together, because I think that's what the Bengals wanted in the beginning. And then Burrow got hurt, and then the year kind of – but that's my opinion. But I agree. Yeah, either way, I'm happy with it. And I'm glad you manned up and you gave your opinion.
Well, I like WJ3 too. Honestly, out of a lot of the free agent corners out there, I like him the best. And it's not really being biased with the Bengals. He's just, and it's what you said, how he covers a receiver. And
right.
One person that we always forget about is Trey Waynes, where he was injured last year. And I think once he gets roster and gets out in the games, we're going to see a whole different secondary out there.
And that brings you back to my. The thing I've just been saying all year. I mean, I'd love to get Chase. I love to get Pitts, but I don't want to lose our talent. I don't want to lose the guys we have. So I want to sign Willie J3. I want to sign Lawson, but then I want to stack talent on top of that. And if that causes us to not be able to get Chase or Pitts, but we add a left tackle, we add a guard, we add another pass rusher, we add somebody to help out DJ Reader about, because Jeremy, we had that guy. We're just talking.
Short.
He got a release from Carolina. He wouldn't be a bad guy to just. I mean, he's not a starter, but you could put him in and hopefully have that rotation that I wanted last year between Mike Daniels and DJ Reader and Gino. Now we got to sign Mike Daniels too, which I don't think that's going to cost us too much to sign him. But if you get those three rotation, I like rotations. You know, I want to keep fresh guys in there going after that quarterback, plugging up the holes. You know, and that's what we had in 15 and 14 a lot when we went to playoffs. We had that rotation. We keep guys healthy, and we keep our quarterback upright. So that's really the only thing that's wrong with the team is our defense. That's a big thing, but it's our offensive and defensive lines.
Yeah, and you know what? We've given up too much talent over the past 5-6 years. It seems like that's what we do. We get them when they're younger. They start getting hot, then we let them go. You know, like with Carl Lawson, WJ3, they've went through their rookie contracts. They've played well, both of them. And now it's time to pay a little bit. And it's time for us to step up and keep our talent that we drafted and don't let them go somewhere else and be superstars. Let them be in their prime in Cincinnati, not just the first part of their career.
But you saying that, just maybe remember somebody. You guys remember Jonathan Joseph? He's still playing, and he was our best cornerback, and we didn't pay him, and we let him go. We let Andrew Whitworth go. I mean, sometimes you got to pay to keep your guys, and that's where I think the Bengals are this year with Willie J3 and Carl Lawson. Excuse me.
And I think we're going to see that this year. I think we're going to see some more paying guys, because one thing we did a lot of people forget is they did spend last year. They spent money. They just spent it in some of the wrong areas, and I've got
I wouldn't say it's the wrong areas. It just wasn't enough in offensive line, you know. I was fine with everybody they signed. They just should have kept going. Should have got another tackle or a guard or something.
Well, what I think – I mean, everybody has their speculation with it, but what I think happened was they had a meeting, and they were with Taylor, you know, the front office, a lot of the coaches, and they're like, "All right, where do we need to – what do we need to focus on to go out and grab?" And I think they told him that the offensive line was good, which obviously was a lie. But,
you know, I do. Yep. You're dead on.
And even though, you know, man, I got cussed out over this one. And what I was talking about is Joe Burrow's injury could be the best thing that happened for the Bengals. Now, I'm not saying I wanted him to get injured or anything, but I think it's going to let them wisen up and see, hey, we just got our best quarterback. We need to protect this guy because we did nothing to protect this guy. So I think it's really going to help out.
Yeah, I actually agree with you. I said that during the season. I said this might be a blessing in disguise. Not that Joe Burrow got hurt, but it's going, hey, our offensive line really isn't that good. And you can see how the team played with Joe Burrow and how they played without him. So the thing is, if they can't just say they spent all their money on offensive line and they can't put anything on defense, but they bring Lawson back and they bring Willie J. Three back, I would be okay with that because I think Burrow will be able to, I don't necessarily say outscore them, but put long enough drives together to keep the defense or keep their offense off the field. You know, if you keep Burrow upright and in the game, he is good over. He can control that game. I mean, that's what Peyton Manning did. That's what Tom Brady does. I mean, they're not necessarily quick strike offenses all the time. That's one of the problems with Kansas City is most time all they are is quick strike offense. To be a really dominant offense, you have to be able to play both ways, run the ball and quick straight. So if you are behind, you can score quickly, but if you're ahead, you want to run pound, you know, ground to pound and keep that offense on the other offense on the bench. So good. Sorry, Tom. Good.
Oh, I'm just agreeing with you. I was like, absolutely. Because you know, we all watched the Super Bowl, and even though I will say first, Tom Brady is the GOAT. You know, what is it? 7 rings now. But
Yeah, he's been to 10 Super Bowls and won 7 of them.
did Tom Brady win that Super Bowl for Tampa Bay, or did that Tampa Bay defense win that Super Bowl for him?
That's what I've been saying. I mean, that they won that because of the defense. Because, and Tommy, they only got there with 4 guys. 4. Yep. They didn't blitz. So, I mean, that's the thing. It's like, okay, if Armadillo can actually figure out how to get his head out of his ass and actually coach, if you got Lawson, you got Hubbard, and you got Reader, you need one more. And if those 3 guys can, you know, plug it up the middle, if Reader can plug up the middle, take up 2 guys, and you can send guys, you know, from the other sides, that's gonna you can do it with 4 guys. But you need another guy, obviously.
And you know, Kansas City, they were down, you know, 2 starting tackles, which that's tough. But like I said, I don't want to hear any whining from them because we've been down offensive line all year. I said it like second game. Burrow's going to end up getting hurt. Didn't mean it. Wasn't wishing for it.
It was your fault, Jeremy. We all know you did it, okay?
It was the complete eye test. Honest
you
to goodness.
You spoke it into existence.
So, this is where I'm at with it, all right? I don't care if we keep Willie J, Carl Lawson, whatever, and just completely fix our offensive line. That's fine with me because we will have Trey Waynes coming back. Mm-hmm. We'll have Von Bell an extra year in the system.
We got Rennell Wilson, too. We forget about him.
Rennell Wren. And then you've got, you know, Reader and maybe bring in a rotational guy. But I will tell you this. No matter what, no matter how much we give Brady all the time in the world, he's gonna get the ball down the field to just about anybody. But
you mean Burrow? You said Brady
or Burrow? He's gonna be Brady one day. Jeez. But anyway,
first you don't know what city you're in. Now you don't know what quarterback you're talking about. Jeez, Jeremy.
But I will tell you this: if our defense looks anything like the last game we played last year. I don't care if you've got Deion Sanders in his prime. That Lou has got to go. This is his year. That we've got good players on defense. They just didn't know what the heck they were doing half the time. We would go from 3-4 to 4-3 to a 3-2-5. I mean, we were just ridiculous schemes, and the guys were out of place. Way too many wide open receivers.
And how many times were they there when they actually were there? They couldn't tackle the guy.
That's too. I just don't want to see a defense like that again. But I think that defense is better than it showed, especially that last game, which was embarrassing.
That whole last game was awful, just all the way around.
It was bad, and we can't have that again. If that is going to be what we have next year, I don't care if we get Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase and some other, and trade down to the first round again and take Pitts at 10. I don't care. It ain't going to matter because that defense sucked.
Now, I got a question for Tommy. I know you commented a couple weeks ago on the show, and I think it's, I want to, is it the guy from Grambling? Is that who you're talking about, who was a guard / center that the Bengals could possibly get later on in the rounds? It was you talking about that.
Are you talking about the one that stole the show at the stole the show at the senior
bowl?
Yes.
He's a D3 player from Wisconsin Whitewater, I believe. Minor.
Ah, okay.
And I did some research. Now I posted some video on him also in Houdet Nation, and it showed him like during the and some of the guys that he actually went up against and dominated, and he actually did that with a broken hand. He had a broken bone in his hand, and he was advised not to play, but he still wanted to play because he wanted to get his name out there. And he's Canadian, and he trains like Rocky Balboa. They train like in off season. He's rolling 400-pound fuel tanks around. He's taking an axe out there and chopping trees, and it's just his story was amazing. But when you actually seen him go up against these guys, it was really cool. And it's like this is one of these underrated gems that you may be able to sneak in and get in the draft.
Yeah, that's what I think the Bengals need to definitely do that. They need to find somebody because Trey Hopkins more likely is not going to be ready for the game one of the season. I'd be shocked. Right. Now, Joe Burrow, I think, will be. But Hopkins, I don't think he will be. So if we can get a guy – I heard a lot of people talk about this kid from Grambling that was the same way. He could do center and guard. I mean, there's guys out there that can do both. And the thing is, if you can get that – because I don't trust Billy Price. I mean, we've – been there, done that. I don't think he can play center on a consistent basis. But if you can get a rookie, one of these guys who can play guard and center, and then Trey comes back, you can put one at guard, one at center, and you can roll on from there. But I still want Tooney though. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying do that and not get Tooney. Tooney's a must for me.
Yeah. And I think we're looking at Tooney, speaking of the offensive line, mainly because of the Bengals coming out and saying that Jonah Williams, they're not even playing around with him at guard. He's going to stay at tackle. So that tells me right there they plan on making a move for Tooney or one of those good guards that are out there. And that's just going to be another addition. Like a lot of our money is going to go that way. We talked about our salary cap, but we still have Geno on there. We still even have Giovanni Bernard. They've talked a little something. Maybe we're talking up to close to $60 million that can be open for our cap if we make a couple small moves. Do you want to get rid of those guys? Don't you? AJ, for sure. He's gone anyway. It doesn't matter. But, yeah, we're a sixth right now at pretty much $38 million. You get rid of Geno, that's going to push you up another 10. You get rid of Giovanni Bernard. If that happens, I'm not saying I want it to, but
another one to get rid of.
And Finney, you're looking into the 50s, and that's a ton of money to spend on a line to add a pass rusher and to sign your two major free agents.
Oh yeah, absolutely. That's how I am. And have they actually came out with what the draft or what the cap is going to be this year? I think they're still discussing that, aren't they?
I haven't heard a firm one. Yeah, I haven't heard a firm number on it yet, for sure.
I've heard anywhere between they're going to drop it from $13 million all the way down to $25 million. And if they drop it $25 million, I'll tell you what, a lot of teams are screwed.
Mm-hmm.
They are really screwed. I don't care how you restructure contracts. And one of them I'll put out there is like the Steelers. What are the Steelers like? It was just up there. It was almost $30 million over the cap.
Steelers. They're $30 million over.
Yeah, over. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Over it. That's what another reason why I don't know why Watt would go there. I don't think they can even pick him up. They're paying.
Right, and and that's where a lot of people, and it's not just the Bengals too. There's other teams ahead of them. You can see on that list right there. But the Bengals are in a really, really good position this year.
Yeah, there's legitimately there's only five teams in front of us I mean, one, and one shocking is the Colts. Now that's one that they're second. So I mean, yeah. they need a quarterback bad. Yeah. So I mean, I heard a lot of rumors about them going after Wentz and putting him and Frank Wright back together. But I mean, if you really look at those, to me, the Bengals and the Colts, Washington probably too, are those three teams are in the best shape to, because they're not bad teams, you know, to be able to add people and possibly be playoff team next year.
And yeah, Washington, similar to how people criticize the Bengals, Washington's in that similar situation where they'll have a lot of cap room, but they don't make the best decisions when it comes into free agency. So, no. You know, I'm not really worried about being right there and competing for players with the Bengals. So.
That's right.
Timothy's saying, welcome Barry Larkin to the Fox Sports Ohio. Yeah, we talked about that at the beginning of the show, that Barry Larkin is going to join the broadcast, and I think he should be manager. Awesome. I think it's funny, though. Some people, I posted on the Strawberry Ice page, some people are like, oh, I don't know if I like him or not because he's very monotone and stuff. I'm like, just give him a chance. See what he sounds like. I'm like, honestly, I don't really care what he sounds like. I want him to be the manager next year. I want David Bell gone. But, you know, that's just me.
Yeah.
So anyway, sorry. We were talking Bearcats.
So, yeah. We did a little Buckeye, little Bearcat basketball, that kind of deal. There was one thing that popped up, and I can't find it for the life of me.
Wait, look for
It was a stat. That's what we're talking. We're talking about Washington.
I messed it all up. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no, you're good. But you know, it's kind of they got lucky. What were they, 7-9 this year, and went to a wild card? I mean, But Daniel Snyder has never been the best owner. People always like to, you know, put him. I'd take Mike Brown any day myself, but I'm a homer. But it, you know, it is what it is. We haven't been the best running our team either, but we're building, we're trying. You can tell that it's there. The money's being spent. We're drafting who needs to be drafted. Like last year, we hit on about every player in the draft. Go ahead.
I think our draft was awesome last year. Go ahead, Tommy.
I was just saying that you're right. They nailed it last year in the draft. And if you look back, if you notice the trend that Taylor and Tobin drafted last year, and every single person that they drafted was either an academic All-American or a team captain.
Yep. They were going for character. I do remember that. I like that. I mean, because, I mean, the five-year run, we had some knuckleheads on our team still. Not as much as we did before when Carson was there. Didn't have all the guys getting arrested. But, you know, we had Pac-Man, who I love, and we had Burfitt, who I love. But, you know, they're knuckleheads. They did stupid crap on the field. And I think that's one thing they're trying to avoid as much as they can. And that's the thing, too, is if you look back at the draft, the five-year run, I've said this on the show, Duke hit on almost every player in the draft for five, well, all the way up to 2015. And I put this on the show before, which I might have that graphic somewhere, of the draft picks of 2015. None of them, most of them aren't even playing in the NFL. The only one that's still on the team is CJ Uzomah. That's it. That's the only one that's left. So, I mean, that's just not a Bengals thing. That's any NFL team. You got to hit on the draft. If you're not hitting on the draft, you're going to suffer. It might be not be that year, but it's years down the line for the guys you drafted to replace the guys you already have. And we saw it, you know, our offensive line went whoop and we haven't been able to replace them.
You know, and another thing to kind of go along with that, that's why this is such a big year for Taylor and Lou, because the guys we drafted last year, Logan Wilson, Keem Davis Gaither, who's the other guy on defense?
The other linebacker. Guy number six. Oh crap!
Marcus Bailey.
Yes.
They've got another year in the system. the guys that we brought in, Josh Bynes, really a 3-4 linebacker that you can move around, shoot the gap, blitz, which we never did. I don't know why. Hopefully we do this year. Trey Wayne,
Armadillo,
DJ Reader. Yeah, so that's why I don't think, like we were talking before the show, you know, I don't think we have that many holes on the team. There's just little things that must be fixed. But other than that, we don't have a whole linebacking core that needs to be
gone. We did last year, and they addressed that. The linebacking core the year before was awful.
Exactly.
Right? They addressed that last year. So, I mean, that was a huge thing to fix.
And now we're going to be here with these guys.
I mean, our offensive line, it's not good, but there are good players. Like, I think Jonah Williams is a good player. I think Trey Hopkins is a good player. I think Spain's a good player. So you start with those three. Seraphilia, I don't think is bad. I still would like – I want Tooney over either one of them. I think you put Tooney at one side. You put Spain or Seraphilia at the other one. And then
– great backup.
Yeah. People want to get rid of Bobby Hart, which I like Bobby Hart as a backup, but the more I look at his money, they're paying him too much to be a backup. So I almost think you got to cut him and try to re-sign him as a backup. But get rid of him. That's more money we could have. You get a left tackle – what, you know, like I said, I love Trent Williams. I don't think that's going to happen. But you can get Morton from Carolina. Your offensive line to me is fixed. And that's just two guys.
Yeah.
I totally agree. And I like the same thing. When all I got to do is fix that offensive and defensive line, and I think you got to playoff
contention. Yeah.
I really do. I know a lot of people scoff at that or whatever. I think they're going to be in playoffs.
Me and Jeremy put money. Well, I haven't done it yet, but I'm going to. Jeremy already did. We're betting $100 that Bengals are just going to go to the Super Bowl. It pays – what's the payout on that, Jeremy? $3,000?
Well, last time I checked, but that was before – that was at my time. You doing it. You know, now since we're making all these moves, you know, we're probably going to be the favorites to win the Super Bowl now. But
that's why I get your money in now.
But no, what was it? Plus 600 or something crazy like that. So, yeah. Hey, I plan on doing it. Go ahead, bud. I didn't hear that last part.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. I was just like, I'll put money on it.
Yeah.
Oh, amen. Amen.
I'm down for that. All right, Tommy. I'm gonna let you run here because I'm trying to get the show over by 6:30 because I'm gonna go out and eat with my family. So, but I appreciate you coming on, brother.
Big time.
Man, I appreciate having me. I love the show, and like I said, I listen every day I can.
Awesome, dude. Appreciate you.
Keeping on, and we'll.
We're going to the Super Bowl next year, baby. We're going to the Super Bowl.
That's right.
Going to Cali. Who day, brother. Thank you.
Who day.
All right, I'll bring up this helmet real quick because I know I posted this, and I'm going to bring this helmet up. I think now they are never going to change the helmets. I will say that for sure. But this, I think, is one of the coolest looking ones that I've seen because it's got the Bengals B in it. It's still got the stripes. It's got the white and orange and black. He's got all of them. I mean, I almost wouldn't mind it just being a solid orange and then like a white outline around the B or whatever. But I think that's one of the coolest looking helmets. And I know you have your shoes, Jeremy, that you wanted to share that you are not going to wear
until
a certain day.
I wanted to show you guys a pair of shoes that I've had now for my sixth season sitting here that we were lucky enough to go to Under Armour. Thank you, Under Armour. Little plug there. I'm not getting paid for it.
We should get paid for this.
Exactly. But these bad boys here, I got to make personally, and they've never been worn. The rubber's never touched the ground. The sole is the only thing I wish I could change on it. We could only do white. But the bottom is Michelin rubber.
Dude, that's
and
awesome.
The shoe is just killer, dude. And that is my Super Bowl shoe right there.
You're not even going to wear that. Even if I invite you up here to go to a Bengals game with me with my season tickets, you won't even wear them then.
I won't even pull the little, you know, whatever that thing is.
I thought we were friends, Jeremy. I thought we were friends.
We're close. We're not that.
But hey, very, very soon, you are going to be able to wear those shoes all the time, and they will not look as clean as they do now.
You're exactly right, and I'm banking on this year because that'll help me, you know, pay for them. No, I'm kidding. Under Armour did that for us, didn't charge us a dime, and really appreciate it. But these are my Super Bowl shoes, and everybody, when you see that streaker next year at the Super Bowl,
it ain't gonna be me.
I won't be wearing nothing but these shoes.
Oh, my goodness. I'll bring up one more thing before we get out of here. This is something that hopefully if the guy's watching, I got to try to find his page on Instagram. But I made an acquaintance down at the Super Bowl where this guy runs his own brewery. And I cannot remember the name of it right now. But I guess I'm kind of doing a shout out to him because he says he's going to watch the show. Okay. But he said that we could make a strawberry ice beer.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Are we talking a flavored beer or a just?
I don't know because I don't know if strawberry and beer would taste that good. And I'm a Bud Light guy, so as my sister-in-law says, you just like drinking water. I'm like, well, it tastes good. I like the taste of that. So I'm not sure what we make it as, but it just interesting to that maybe happen if I can ever get a hold of the guy again.
Hey, if the guy don't get back with you. I live in North Alabama, as everybody knows. I've got moonshiners up here in the hill. We can call it strawberry ice, whatever you want, and it can be strawberry flavored. It can be, we can have our own moonshine if the beer doesn't come through.
Then when you come up next year for the Bengals game that we're going to go to, you are bringing that. We're going to go to Bengal Gyms, and we're going to tailgate. Well, we're going to party our asses off.
Party, party.
All right, I'll get to the Facebook groups that let me live stream. I greatly appreciate both of them. One of them is Hootay Nation, which Tommy is one of the admins on that group. So I appreciate Tommy and Josh and all those guys at Hootay Nation for letting me live stream. Also, a shout out to Kip and Gretchen from Bucknuts. I was hoping one of them would join the show today. We could talk Ohio State basketball, but nope, neither one of them didn't show up. I see how you are, whatever. Yeah. So, but make sure you guys check out those groups. Also, check out my group, which like I said, I'm getting closer and closer. I might be just ending Bengals Brigade and just totally going with Hootay Nation. I don't know yet, but that's still in the works. We'll see what happens. But Bengals Brigade, Bearcat Ruckus. I would love to get Bearcat Ruckus up because I want to get some more Bearcat fans so we get more Bearcat talk on the show and everything. So tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell all your Bearcat friends, go to Bearcat Ruckus. Which, speaking of that, Thursday, Bearcat broadcaster and member of the Final Four team, Terry Nelson will be joining me and that guy right over there on the show Thursday. We'll be talking some Bearcat basketball, and we'll try to hold Jeremy Dean back from, you know, talking about Ohio State basketball all the time and how they're doing better than we are this year. And whatever, Jeremy, we still beat you in the championship games a long time ago before either one of us won. So there.
I'll be nice to Terry.
You better be. All right. So, yeah. Bearcat Ruckus, Radical Reds, The Ice Bar, which is a show page that we just do a lot of silly memes, silly TikToks. It's a virtual bar. That's the best way I can describe it. Go there, have fun. We just go to try have fun, talk sports, make fun of each other. Follow me on all my social media platforms, all under Sports with Strawberry Ice. They're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. TikTok is blowing up because me and this guy are funny. Funny. I'll be pulling a sound off later on. It'll be on the podcast. Give me a 5-star review, like, rate, review. I'm on Spotify, Beanpod, Apple Podcasts, pretty much wherever you get your podcast. YouTubers, we're doing awesome. We're at 838, which is great that I'm actually growing because there's not a whole lot of sports going on right now except for college basketball. We can always keep discussing the draft and everything, which I love talking the draft. And I can't wait to find out what in the world the Bengals are going to do. So that's awesome with the YouTube. Let's try to get it to 1,000 as fast as we can. Make sure you guys give us a thumbs up. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors. And other than that, Jeremy D, will you help us roll on out of here?
I sure will, brother. And I just want to reiterate one thing too. and I know I do this just about at the end of every show, bother you guys to death. But listen, every single person that's a sports fan, whether you're Buckeye, Bearcat, whatever, you're affiliated with a bunch of other groups. All that is awesome. So I say that to say this. If you're a part of a Bearcat group, no matter where it may be, whatever, jump on over and be a part of Bearcat Ruckus.
Yeah.
And tell your friends who are part of all the other Bearcat groups to do the same thing. Let's get that joker growing.
Because as Terry Nelson says, it's the coldest Bearcat group around.
Exactly. There you go. We got to be ready for Terry. So yeah. if we can add 5-10,000 people, you know, within the next 2 days, that'd be perfect.
Yeah, that's totally doable, Jeremy.
Okay. All right.
Seriously. What are you smoking down there? Just curious.
I'm kidding, but kind of. Y'all keep telling your friends about Bearcat Ruckus and join it yourself. Be a part of 3 or 4 Bearcat groups. Can't be a part of enough. And we want to get some people on here to talk with Terry. So anyway, I guess we'll get on out of here, Jeff. And as always,
because I'm going to B-Dubs. That's why. I'm going to B-Dubs. That's why we're getting out of here. I'm going to eat some chicken wings. Okay. Can you go to B-Dubs? Do they have wings?
I'm doing the outro, and now he's talking about freaking eating hot wings.
I'm hungry. I want some chicken wings.
I'll probably be in here eating a chicken fried steak microwave dinner watching Moonshiners.
I promise. I will video chat you from there and show you how good my wings taste.
Oh, I know you will. I know you will.
Anyway, sorry. Go ahead. You remember one thing.
As always, remember one thing, and that is you don't live in Cleveland. You live in Cincinnati, so act like it. Tell your friends about Bearcat Ruckus and the Bengals sing. We'll figure it out eventually.
Yeah.
Keep watching.
And other than that, hooday. Go Reds, go Bengals, go Buckeyes, go Bearcats, join the ruckus. And that's just sports, baby. See ya!